All right. Well, today we had our opportunity to go hang out with the Ibenskew. Did I say it? Ibenesco. What happened is they fed me so well. You know, sometimes when you eat very well, you can't think straight, you know? They fed us very well. And so we want to thank Rob and Gabrielle for inviting us over for... No, it was the dessert. It was yummy. So if you really want to have a cooking class, like literally have Gabrielle cook for you. We were there trying to get some recipes ourselves. And so the food was yummy and delicious and all plant-based. And so we had a good time there. And then we had a chance to just stop back and catch a little breather. Praise the Lord. Sometimes he wakes you up in your sleep. Yeah? I thought Nadine would wake me up, but the Lord had to wake me up this time. And when I woke up, I looked over. She was sleeping too. We were tired. We got in quite late last night. And so we had a chance to take a little nap. But I'm so glad that Aiken is so big that we could get anywhere in 10 minutes. So we were able to get here really quick and share with you all. Today we're going to continue from this morning. Who remembers what we discussed this morning? How many parts to health are there? There are three parts, right? And which parts were those? There's the physical, there's the mental and spiritual. And where did you learn of that three basic principle from? Where in the word did we take a quick breeze through to see that? How did Jesus grow? Jesus grew in what? Wisdom. What else? Stature. And in favor with who? God and man. So if you want to grow, you have to grow physically. You got to take care of yourself physically. Isn't that a valuable part of our health? Yes. But who remembers what was the percentage of our health that the physical part plays, or the food and the diet? What percentage can we guesstimate, huh? About 10%. The other 90% is rooted in the what? In the what health? Mind, and most importantly, in the who? In the spiritual health. Is that clear, everybody? So if you want to take care of your health, you gotta watch the food and stuff, because you can pray all you want, but if you're not taking care of yourself, then that prayer is called presumptuous faith. Yeah? There's a lot of people praying for good health and they ain't doing nothing about it. Lord, help me while I chew on this thing I know I shouldn't be chewing on. You know, a matter of fact, it says if God was to heal these persons in answer to prayer, it says that he would actually be encouraging sin. Did you hear that? So sometimes God has to withhold his healing because he doesn't want to encourage what? Sin. Y'all get that? Oh, yeah. So what does that mean? We got to also do what? We got to do our part. But does the healing come from our part? No, the healing only comes from who? It comes from God. So, but we have to aid. We have to, you know, do our part, and then the rest is in God's hand. Look what it says here. It says, y'all remember in the word, when in Psalms, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not what? Hear me. So that means you can pray for the healing, but if you know in the back of your mind, hey, I'm doing something I know I shouldn't be doing, that's regarding what? Iniquity. That's regarding something. So people will say, I give you a good example. My mom, she had cancer and stuff like that. And when they found out she had cancer, they only gave her a little bit of time to live, literally like 2 months. But when she was leaving the hospital, the doctor said, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. I need you to stay away from certain things that will help that helps cancer to grow. He said, I need you to stay away from the foods that are high in free radicals. All right. Which are certain foods and animal products and stuff like that. You don't need me to tell you all the research. Everybody knows these things. He was like, milk, eggs, chicken, cheese, fish, and all this other. We were like, what? You crazy, because we love that stuff. And he wasn't saying that, hey, this is the only cause, but he says these foods are high in free radicals, you know, because when you kill something and now it's exposed to the air, this starts that what? That degradation process. It starts to spoil and stuff like that. So as a result, now you increase these items, and when we eat them, then it causes other problems. So he was like, hey, maybe if you can stay away from certain things. So now, did my mom know clearly that these things could hurt her? Well, I mean, according to the doctor, right? He told her, right? So you know what happened? We went home, and the first thing we did was what? We prayed, because healing only comes from who? From God. We got to get that clear. You have to invite me back. I'll do a whole presentation on the power of healing through God. Because water is very powerful for you. If water is very good, but does water have power in it? No. Can water heal you? No. If that was the case, we just go to every hospital, make sure everybody drinks water, and everybody should be automatically what? Healed. Carrots are good for you, but carrots don't heal you. Are you following me here? I know it sounds crazy coming from a health lecture, right? Because usually when you hear health lectures, the power is in the grapefruit. The power is in the mango. Even though it tastes like it has power and tastes so good, it has no healing power. God blesses us when we are obedient. Obedience is better than a what? Than a sacrifice. Are you following this here? So when I drink water, what am I doing? Who remembers what we do when we drink water? We're glorifying who? God. We're taking care of ourselves. We're glorifying him because he said, hey, water is good for you. So now, because he created the body, he knows how the body works. You drink the water, it's good for you. Now he can extend his healing power and do what? Protect you. But when I'm going ahead and I'm doing something I know it's not good for us, I'm glorifying who? She said the devil. The devil in ourselves. Because we're trying to gratify who? Ourselves. Now watch this. I hope it works. I don't know if it works. It's up to you. When I go now and I'm trying to eat something, what's something that tastes really good but we know it's not good for us? All right. Now she said it. Some of us know cheese is not good, right? But it makes you feel good sometimes. But short term. You know, cheese actually has chemicals in it. One of them is called hypoxanthine, which actually stimulates you. So when you eat it, you feel, or that also in, let's say, certain animal products, it gives you a sense of what? Well-being. So when a person stops eating certain items and they feel like this, I don't just go and say, oh, you're just weak. You have to understand that scientifically, the body is what? Craving for these things. So as a God-fearing and loving person you are, do you just say, oh, you're weak and you lack willpower? No. What do? You say, I what? I understand. Hang in there. Are y'all following me here? Because when they show, when they look under the microscope, they show that certain items, this hypoxanthine thing in their animal products or whatever like that, has a similar chemical structure to the item in coffee. You ever notice when somebody stops drinking coffee, what happens? They get headaches. They feel cranky and stuff like that. They go through withdrawal. So if a person makes a change in it, and that's why we encourage people to make adjustments. A little bit at a time. Are you following me here? A little bit at a time, because now they start to what? Wean themselves off of these items. Okay, so now when I go and I'm going about to eat something, whatever it may be, and I know it tastes good, but I know it's not good for me, who am I glorifying? Myself. But when I take something that God has given me, I don't know, whatever it is, fruit, grain, nuts, or veggie, and I eat it, what am I doing? I'm glorifying who? God. So now, do you understand that principle where it says, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, do it to the what? I never understood it. I thought we just say, hey, God bless this food. This is for your glory. Amen. But you can bless something that's not for his glory. Are you following this? So now I understand what it means. Whatever I do, do it for the glory of who, everybody? God. So however, that's what? That's the physical part of our health. Then we remember that there's a mental part of our health, and we talked about that a little bit, and also the spiritual part of our health. Amen. Does that make sense so far? We got our papers and pens and all of that good stuff. A matter of fact, some of y'all been around. I need to sit down and listen to you. Yeah? Mom, I'm sure you have a million things that you can teach me and share with me. And that's why I'm always open. If there's any questions, any thoughts that you all have, please feel free. Raise your hand once I finish the thought. This is an interactive program today. Once I finish what I'm saying, or the thought that I'm saying, raise your hand. And the only thing we say with the questions, just try your best to allow the question to be related to the topic we're discussing. Is that all right? So today, if we're talking about, heart disease, we're not going to ask, hey, what question, which carpet is good for my house? That's a good question, but maybe not right this second. So remember, it's interactive. So today, I just want us to take a quick look at one simple passage, and it's found in Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28, and it says, hey, have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creators of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. We all there? It says, however, so when I read that, what does that say to you? Have you not heard, have you not known that the everlasting God, the Lord of creators of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. What does that say to you?
He has everlasting power.
He has everlasting power. Okay. Look at verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased their strength. Now, a lot of times when I read the Bible, I like to put myself into the Bible. I like to remix it a little bit. You know what I mean? So I could... When I hear somebody say, man, have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the one that made little Abraham have power, and he giveth to the faith, to them that have no might, he increased their strength. It sounds like somebody's bragging. Yeah? Let me see, we're in South Carolina. What's the major sports team here? Clemson, all right. Clemson. You know, I haven't thought of it. So there's no actual professional. It's there'll be North Carolina with Charlotte and stuff like that. So everybody roots for Panthers here? Yes, Panthers, but I heard Clemson is so big that Clemson is the professional sports team here. They're like, forget the NFL. Yeah, isn't that right, right? So Clemson or the, what was the other team? The Gamecocks? Gamecocks and stuff. It's a big thing. And we get all excited about these things and we root for them and we talk about them when they finally beat Auburn or something like that, right? And we get set. But you know what happens? What happens after a little while? It fades away. Let me ask you a quick question. Even though Clemson is cool and these teams are great, how much have they done for you?
That's right.
Have they benefited you any?
No.
A matter of fact, they may bring on more depression than good because... In general, they lose. Not all the time. They're a very successful team, but they lose. And you ever notice how it affects you when your team loses? Anybody? Anybody who's affected by their team losing? Mary, I see you over here. You're thinking about it. No? You don't bother me. You see, you've been there, done that. You realize what's worth something in life, right? And so these things affect us. But we brag about these things. But how many of us, let me ask you another question. What has God done for you? You see that? She had a lot. He gave us life. He gave us power. He gave us strength. How many of us are bragging about God? Right? A couple? We need to be talking to our friends and our neighbors and all that stuff, bragging about what God has done. Has he ever really let you down? If anything, we let him down probably more. He has never let us down. So he's bragging about God. He giveth power to the strength, and to them have no might, he increases it. Look at 30 real quick, verse 30. It says, even the youth shall faint and be what? Weary. The young men and women shall utterly what? Fall. So that means that sometimes we'll get tired. Sometimes we will actually what? Weary. Samuel. You get tired sometimes?
Yes, sir.
You get weary? Steve, what about you?
Yes, sir.
You look at these young, handsome men, and they get tired and weary. So can you imagine some of the more mature children of God? I don't like to say old folk. Because the Bible don't really say that. The Bible says we're all children of who?
God.
Mom, you know you're still a child, yeah? Amen. She said, hallelujah. So look at this. It says they will get tired and faint and get weary. Watch this, though.
When I read that, I think of who? Myself. How many times you try to do good? You try to eat well. You try to take care of yourself. And what happens? You fall. You fell. You got tired. You got weary. Anybody? Yeah? I was speaking to one lady. She said, yeah, one day I was in a supermarket and I fell down the wrong aisle. So I said, what happened? Was the floor slippery? Did they not have, you know, me? I was just thinking in general terms. She was like, no, nice, you don't get it. I said, what happened? She says, but when I got up, I had 2 pints of ice cream. So I said, oh, that kind of falling. Oh, anybody fell down the wrong aisle in the supermarket? And we picked up more than a pint, right? And so sometimes we do things and we know, hey, that wasn't the best thing to do. Wouldn't you agree? But look what it says. Verse 31. But they that do what, everybody? Wait. But. Anybody know what but means real quick? One T.
The fucking bread keeps everything before it.
Right. So but throws away everything that was before it. A little bit before, what do we just read? Even the youth shall faint and be what? Weary. The young men and women shall utterly fall. But. That means don't worry about that. You ever notice when God uses but, something good comes? When we use but, something bad comes. You know, somebody, oh, he's so nice, she's so special, but what's going to happen? They say, oh, that's a, I don't like when they do this or do that. I remember I was doing a presentation one time, and somebody's like, oh, man, that was a powerful presentation. But all that powerful presentation, I threw it off because now, behold, watch this, for those who want to, and remember this, but means behold the underlying truth. Anytime somebody says but, my ears go. So all that stuff that you said before was good, but now you're about to tell the truth. Uh-oh, look at everybody's like, oh my goodness. They found me out. But watch this, people are going to change their lingo now after this presentation. They're going to say, oh, it's so nice, it's so thing. However... if anybody speaks Spanish, they'll say, sin embargo. That's like, however. Or they'll say, nevertheless. So these are all words that still mean the same thing. But look at this. When God uses but, something, what is coming? Good is coming. So it says, but they that do what, everybody? Wait upon the Lord. He will renew your strength. So those areas where you keep falling and all of that stuff, do you know why we continue to fall? Because we relied on whose strength? Our strength. That's why we talked about January 1st. That thing come and goes like nothing ever happened. Because you make a decision for who? In your own power. But now when you make a decision for whose power? In whose power? God's power. What does he say he will do? He will do what to your strength? Renew it. Now you'll be able to what? Mount up with wings as what? Eagles. Now you will be able to what? Run and not be what? What happened before? You were weary. You were fear. You will be able to walk now and you won't what? Faint. Because you're not operating in whose power anymore? Your power, but you're operating in whose power? God's power. You know, I find it very interesting that God used wings as eagles. Does anybody know why would God use wings as eagles? Why would he use that metaphor there for us?
Well, I heard eagles can fly above his
dome. Eagles can fly high. They're not low flyers. You see, a lot of us are low flyers in our life. We just settle for it's good for your age. You should never... Huh?
Eagles soar.
Eagles soar. You should never settle for it's good for your age. You should say, I want my numbers to be like that of a young person. I want my blood pressure to be perfect. Are y'all following me here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's possible, right? Mm-hmm. It is possible. Remember, we don't subscribe to when you get older, you get weaker. No, no, no. So your numbers should be good. Some of us are pigeon flyers. Mm-hmm. Now, let me call a timeout. I'm not saying pigeons are bad. Mm-hmm. But pigeons, they only settle for scraps. Yeah. You know what I mean? But pigeons are a very good flyer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard eagles can soar above the clouds. When it's stormy.
They storm. They soar above the clouds when it's stormy. Yes.
But other birds can't. They don't have the same, I guess, wing capacity to do so.
So eagles have very large wingspan and stuff like that. But watch this. It's going to be something amazing. The pigeon only hangs out in a low area. If it's a storm, it just hunkers down. That eagle will be like, forget this. I'm way over here, right? But did you know, sounds crazy, that the pigeon in general is a stronger flyer than the eagle? You bring them from Charlotte, or they were here, and you bring them to Charlotte, they'll fly back. You know an eagle can't do that, per se. If the eagle was here, and you bring it to Charlotte, he's stuck in Charlotte. The pigeons, they fly, they can make their own wind, per se.
They have a built-in GPS.
And they got a built-in GPS, and they're strong, but they're only low, watch this, so they're only low areas. Eagles, however, eagles are dependent on the wind. Because they can fly, no matter what, they'll make their way through. If the wind is really bad, they'll stay low for a little while. But watch this. The eagles are dependent on the wind. Are you following this? Ha! So you got it. So watch this. They're only as strong as the what? Somebody sound like they want to sing right now. The wind beneath my wings. Isn't that amazing? So we are only as strong as our dependence on who? On God. Isn't that powerful?
It is.
And watch this. You will become very good. You will have excellent numbers. You will do very well, but you'll be dependent on God. And so I believe he used the wings as eagles to show that, hey, even though they're vast and some of their wingspans is several feet, if you ever looked on YouTube, some eagles, they know how to maneuver in that wind so well, they can fly on a mountain and pick up a whole goat. So like pick it up. Some of them have even picked up children and you know, if you don't watch out, there was a video though, it was a fake one, but they are so strong, they can pick up big goats and they carry it over the cliff and they let it drop to cook it a little bit. You know, when you fall and what happens to your blood temperature, your blood pressure? It goes up. So the goat is like, and then it finally, unfortunately, it hits the floor. And then when the eagle comes down, it has a nice hot meal ready. Yeah, I got that one, right? So watch this. But anyway, that was a long story to say, look, God wants us to be dependent on him as the wings of eagles. Now you'll be able to run and not be weary. You'll be able to walk and not faint. What does that mean? Now, when you're in that supermarket, you can be faithful and pass by those dark aisles. You know, as was mentioned, many people say, hey, it's better to walk around the aisles of the supermarket, sharp that area instead of those dark areas. And you already know those dark areas not good. When your food can last several years at a time, something ain't right there. So always choose the fresh items and stuff. So there it is. So I just want us real quick to remember that sometimes you will get tired. You will get weary. Sometimes we'll just want some white rice. And even though we know brown rice is better. Brown rice take too long sometimes. And sometimes, you know, if we don't cook it properly, then it doesn't taste as well. And so I just want to let you know a real quick thing on cooking. Brown rice, cook it till it's ready. You know, brown rice blooms for you. Anybody ever seen a brown rice bloom? It opens. It goes, boop, I'm ready to be eaten. But when you cook that brown rice and it's still like this, this is why it's not as palatable. You're like, oh, man, people eating and have angry faces. It's not that food. It's just not cooked properly, yeah? So cook your brown rice till it blooms for you. And then you know it's good. So just hang in there. I just want to share that word with y'all. Hang in there because the Lord is going to help y'all. Amen?
Amen.
Including myself. So he's going to help all of us today. But only as we do what, everybody? We got to wait on the Lord. What does wait on the Lord mean? Does that mean you sit down and do nothing?
No.
What does it mean real quick? Anybody, what does waiting on the Lord mean? Exercising patience. moving forward and being as patient as possible. Yes?
Do God's bidding.
God already told us to do certain things. He already told us how to take care of our body. You don't need another health lecture to learn what to do. I believe everybody in here already knows what's good and what's good for them. That's why I'm not going to waste much time talking about what's good for you. Because you already know. Like, who doesn't know that they should be exercising? Who doesn't know water is good? Does anybody here not know that water is good for you? So my journey and our journey, by God's grace, is to encourage you. Because you already know. It's to encourage you to do what you already know. That's why I'm not wasting time talking about, oh, this need and drink this much water, because we already know. The question is, why are we not doing what we know?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Lack of
obedience.
Who? Lack of obedience.
Lack of obedience.
So that's for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is waiting on the Lord? So when the Lord tells you to do something, being obedient to it, or the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Let me just for a show of hands, how many of us know what we should be doing to take care of ourselves? Yeah, pretty much everybody in here, right? We already know. We just need to be encouraged. Have you ever looked at, real quick, the life of Jesus? When he came, Jesus, did he come with really new information? No. Matter of fact, disciples were getting frustrated. They're like, man, come up with something new. They would say, Jesus, what should we do in this situation? What did Jesus say? As it is written. You know what's funny sometimes? He was like, look, they ain't get it. What readest thou? Because what is he doing? He's saying, you already know this. But what did Jesus come to do? He came to encourage people. He came to help them. So if there's anything we leave here with, please just encourage each other, support each other. And by God's grace, something I'm learning even myself to do. Because sometimes the hardest people to encourage and support is who? Your own family. So my honey bunny over here, I'm going to do my best to continue to just encourage her, and she'll do the same for me. So encourage each other. Amen? All right, here's what we're going to do now. Any questions? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We just laid the foundation. If you have that, everything else works out now. Everything works out. Any questions? Do we have any questions? Does it make sense? We got it all together, yeah? All right, good. Now today, what I want us to do is I want us to take a quick look at one or two basic principles, and then we're going to do our tests today. And I want us to turn to page 98. I'm reading from Pathways to Health and Healing. What an oldie, but a goodie. And page 98. James, if you give me a quick hand, I think I had the box here somewhere. There it is. We should have enough for everybody to share. All right, we're turning to page 98. Page 98. What I want to do is just lay down one core principle, one or two core principles, and then we'll take our test today. Page 98. And it says it there. Right in bold print. Y'all see that? Bold print, first column. Because this morning we looked at the spiritual food. There you go, right there. We looked at the spiritual food this afternoon. We're just going to take a look at our lifestyle and also some basic principles. Okay? Go with me to page 99 right across. What was the original diet? We talked about that this morning just a little bit. You see right in bold print, second column, what was the original diet that God? Grains. What else? Fruits, nuts, and veggies constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. So watch this. Remember we talked about some core principles. If there's a diet that extracts any one of those items, is that a diet from the Lord?
No.
If there's a diet that focuses on just only one of those and leaves out the other, is that a diet from the Lord?
No.
So when this diet we were talking about this morning, what, the low carbs diet? Came out, What should most of us have done? We should have run. I learned something growing up in New York. Probably too much information, but who cares? I learned something growing up. See, because my father's white and my mother's black, right? So I kind of didn't fit in any group, you know? When I hang out with my peoples, you know, with my Caribbean people or my black people in New York, they would say, "Nice, you're a white boy." So they'll kick me out. When I hang out with the white folk, they'd be like, "Oh, nah. You got too much juice in your blood," or something like that. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was fun. You know, I was growing up. You know how kids are and stuff like that. So I learned something real young that, hey, nice, you don't have to be in with the crowd. And normally, when people, everybody is heading one way, you're safer to do what? Go the other way. Yeah? And I learned that the hard way. Yeah? So watch this. So when the world is doing one thing, 9 times out of 10, you're safer doing the what? The opposite. Because God's ways is different than whose ways? Than the world, than man's ways. Are you following me here? So when man is doing one diet, you're safe to pull out your Pathfinder, Boy Scouts, wherever thing you were in, and march the what? The other way. So when no carbs came out, even if you didn't know the principle, you should have walked the opposite way. You should have started eating more brown rice. When everybody's like, no, sorry, I don't want no rice. You're like, okay, thanks, I'll take that.
Another one is the no fats.
And the no fats. Watch this. Look at what God threw in that diet. Grains, fruits, and what else?
Nuts.
Nuts is high in what? High in fat. But watch this now. Sometimes we take it too far. And some of us, we eat a whole handful. Some of us eat a whole canful. A whole bagful. All right? So now we're taking in what? Too much. But God calls us to find what?
Balance.
Nice balance and moderation. So when they pulled out no fat, then people were always what? Hungry. Because fat is a necessary part of your diet. For those who are going to be here tomorrow, if you're not, I'm so sorry. We're going to do a menu planning, a quick menu planner. And the reason why this is crucial is because we're going to learn how to balance our meals. A lot of times people are eating healthy meals or they're eating good food, but they're not eating it right. And don't worry, I'm not going to give you nothing complicated and you got to mix this with that and all that stuff. That's cool if you want to do it, but it's too complicated for me. I need stuff to be very what? Simple, okay? And each meal should have 3 parts to it. How many parts, everybody? 3 parts. And I'll give you a little bird's eye view. If you only eat fruit in the morning, is that breakfast?
No,
that's just for rabbits. If you only eat veggies, there's some people who only eat fruits and veggies. That's not complete. You need to eat food with what? Sustenance, you know, some good heavy food to find that nice balance. And if you only eat fruits or veggies, what's going to happen in about an hour? You're hungry again. You ever notice when people are making changes to a healthy lifestyle, they always say, "I'm always what?
Hungry.
I'm always eating." That's where meat had its benefit because the meat gave some bulk and also, unfortunately, the meat had a lot of what? Fat. Fat is what curbs your appetite. You following this? But not too much. But fat curbs your appetite because fat takes longer to what? To process and digest. But God has already given us natural fats in the form of what?
Nuts.
Are you following here? Or even avocado. Or even coconut. Yeah. So there's many different forms. So you need not only have something fresh in your meal, you need some kind of a whole grain or a natural starch. What would be some whole grains?
Oatmeal.
But watch this. If I only eat fruits and oatmeal, what's going to happen in about 2 or 3 hours? I'm hungry again because the oats, they take a little bit longer to digest, but they digest within about 2 to 3 hours. All right, raisins, but it will still digest. Now, what will curb that and help it to feel fuller longer?
Almond milk and my banana.
Almond milk and a banana and a handful. Everybody show me a handful.
You need nuts.
Yep, show me a handful of nuts, everybody. All right, I see some of y'all doing handful. That's too much. Rob in the back, he got a handful.
Nuts and my
Some of us doing hands full. That's too much. If you're following a plant-based diet, just a good handful with each meal, not including a dinner, because we don't want to eat the nuts and stuff in dinner, because they take what? Longer to digest. So now if I eat something fresh, some kind of a whole grain, and I have a natural fat, now I will be full for at least what? 4-5 hours. And you won't be always feeling what?
Hungry
all the time. Did y'all see that? You see how? Yeah, I mean, each one has their purpose. Yeah, so what we like to do as well is we want to have variety, not all in one meal, but basically, well, sometimes you do almonds, sometimes you do cashews, maybe the next day you'll do some pistachio or something. You don't want to be eating almonds for the rest of your life. But a nice what? Variety. We try our best not to mix them because, like you said, they have different consistencies and you don't want to cause confusion in the stomach. Okay? But if you had mixed nuts, enjoy it. Yes. You eat once a week?
Once a week.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I'm not here to say if it's bad. I'm just saying just try to find a balance, because you could even be vegan and overblessed. You can be vegan and still taking too much fat. But if you're having your slice of toast with your avocado and a handful of nuts, fantastic. Fantastic. You're doing good. But like you said, once a week, if you just want to have a little extra. And also, if you're doing what kind of labor? Physical labor. You're on your feet all day. Like in general, we try our best to stick to two meals. But if a person is working hard, they're in construction and they're burning calories, that person may need a what? A third meal. But most of us in our society now, what do we do for work? We sit and type, or we're on a phone or something. That's called a sedentary job. And so they may need what? Less. And even though a person may do construction or whatever like that, that doesn't mean that they should be having a whole turkey for dinner either. Yeah? Or I'm sorry, a whole tofurkey for dinner. All right? So you get this. So look what it says. Grains, fruits, nuts, and veggies constitute the diet chosen for us by who? Our Creator. They give us what? They give us strength. What else? Power of endurance. What else? A vigor of intellect. That are not afforded by a more what?
Complex
and stimulating diet. Man, I ate some good food today at lunch. My mind was just rolling. Man, I was trying to figure out, why did we eat just enough? The food was so good, you would think that people would just take a whole bunch. But I think the food was so good, it opened up our mind to say, please, no more. Mindful eating. That's how you know it's good food, right? So we had a big, delicious salad, many different options there, and different items. So it gives you a vigor of intellect not afforded by more complex or stimulating diet. Now watch this. Don't get me in trouble. Don't call the conference or the pastor on me. But watch this. What do we take every day that says complex and stimulating? Or it says complex? Huh? Now, if your doctor puts you on it, I'm not here to say don't listen to your doctor. I encourage people to stick with their doctor's orders. Okay? Is that clear? You got my disclaimer out here. Unless the doctor tells you to do something contrary to what God has told you. Are you following here? But please, still let your doctor know, hey, look here, my Bible says I shouldn't do this. Work it out with your doctor, not with me. Because your doctor also understands what you're going through. Yeah, that's why I would never stand up and say, hey, don't do this or don't do that. Work with your medical practitioner. We have medical practitioners as well that we work with, and we believe in the medical field as long as they teach in line with God's principles. Are y'all following me here? Because there's a lot of people who teach health, and they say, oh, don't listen to the doctor. All they're trying to do is kill you. All they're trying to do is sell you what? Prescription and this and that. And hey, it may be so, but I have a question for everybody here. If I wasn't sick, can the doctor by law put me on medication I don't need? Oh, yeah. He can, but then he or she sets themselves up for trouble. You saw what happened to Michael Jackson, doctor. He gave him medication that he didn't what? Need. And the craziest thing is he knew he was doing wrong, And he still had to write it out. Man, I'm giving Michael this thing. I'm giving Michael this thing. And then what happened to him? He's in jail. Are you following this? So you're right. They're not supposed to. And if they still do, there was another doctor in Phoenix who was writing prescriptions out to people that didn't need it. And what happened to her? She got locked up. So let's take care of ourselves so we don't have to be subject to these things. So what am I saying here? I'm saying, according to this principle, that if you eat the simple foods that God has given you, they will be better for you than even the vitamins and the pills. One person says, our urine here in North America has more vitamins and minerals than what most people in the world take in on a daily basis.
Especially vitamin C.
Especially vitamin C. Are y'all following me here? So we're actually taking in too much. And if you want a vitamin or mineral that you think is helpful for you, go to page 98, everybody. You see that right there? The big bold text. It says those what?
Foods.
Those foods should be what, everybody?
Chosen.
Chosen. Amaya, you heard that? The food should be chosen. You a little tired, huh? Me too. Hang in there, girl. We're going to wrap up after we take this test. All right. Watch this. It says those foods should be chosen that does what, everybody?
Best supply
the elements needed for? You can have a copy. Yeah, we'll be right there. All right. That is necessary for building up your what? Your body. Does anyone not have that needs to see? I have one more here. Back. Yeah. You got it? Can you see over there? Oh, she has it. All right. All right. So y'all following this. Those foods should be chosen that best supply the elements needed for building up your body. So if you need a certain vitamin, what should you do? What should you focus on? The food that actually has the vitamin. So zinc or copper or something like that. So zinc, everybody. It's funny that you mentioned zinc, because I was just there with a group of pastors and stuff, and they were talking about these different things, and now I could join the conversation now that I'm married. Amen?
Amen.
You see, before, I kind of had to keep my distance from the conversation. But now, I'm married. I can say, yeah, here's what you need to do. You know what I mean?
Those things are just trace elements.
These are trace elements, but watch this. So the men started taking more zinc. So it helps them in one area, but when you start taking in too much zinc, it will now cause a problem.
Yeah.
So watch this. I said, look, if you need more zinc or whatever like that, the first thing is you need to be temperate. Amen. Mm-hmm. Second thing is there's something as simple as pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. And it's also good for the males and good for those with high blood pressure because it has an amino acid called L-arginine, mm-hmm. which now once you eat it and it goes through digestion, it helps to lower that blood pressure gently, slowly but surely. So we need to choose the what? The food. Several years ago, they said vitamin E is good for you, good for the heart. Everybody ran to the store, bought vitamin E supplement, and next you know, several months later, new study shows vitamin E is causing heart attacks. What happened was they started to take it in what form? The supplement form, and they started to take what? Excessive, too much. Now the same thing is supposed to be helping will now be what? Hurting. But if you want vitamin E, why don't you just eat a handful of almonds? Some pine nuts. Oh, pine nuts is very good for the brain. Anybody that we're working with who's dealing with anxiety, depression, overstress, and different items like that, we would recommend that they and use pine nuts. But before you run out and buy several pounds, just make sure you bring the credit card with a larger spending limit. Because those things are what?
Expensive.
So I just do it once in a while. You don't have to do it every day. Just once in a while to celebrate.
Or eat pesto.
Or eat pesto. Yes, the vegan option. I don't know why they put cheese and stuff now and just general store-bought pesto. Yeah, you can make it yourself. It's real easy. So watch this. We cannot be safely guided by the what, everybody? Custom society. Why? Because society continues to what? One day is this way, one day is a different way. You can never get a grasp of it. That's why I don't worry about new diets and new fads. I read about it so I can understand when people say, hey, what about this or that? I can understand. But I don't subscribe to it because I know the principles are the principles. Principles never what? Change. Does that make sense? Any questions? Yes.
My first cousin in Atlanta started making homemade kombucha. Have you heard of it?
I have.
Any insights on, because of course I talked to her and as soon as she told me, I hated when she said that what was in it.
What did she tell you was in it?
She put the fermented tea is like the key ingredient, and then of course she adds these other things that it has to do, the word is escaping me, what it has to do to create the drink. And
so they're spoiling it, basically. Yeah, fermentation is what? Yeah. It's spoiling. So watch this. Right at the beginning, because now you all understand the principles, food, fruits, grains, nuts, and veggies is the diet chosen for us by our Creator. The first thing we have to understand is, hey, why do I need this? Yeah.
For gut health.
So they say it's good for the health. Why? Because you're spoiling it, now you're creating bacteria. Mm-hmm. Was God's bacteria not good enough? Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ever notice? Ah, man. We're touching on things that I usually touch on during the week of wellness.
Like the Korean kimchi?
Uh-huh. All right, like the Korean kimchi and stuff like that. But watch this, because it's fermented. There's a fad, and I don't know if it has come here, where people, you know, put the tubes up the back, and then they wash it all out. Mm-hmm. They call it colonics. Yeah. So when a person does this item, they wash out the lining and the digestive tract. Yeah. So you know what people say? Oh man, this stuff works so well. I am actually 5 to 7 pounds lighter. I said, oops. Mm-hmm. And they say, what? I said, do y'all know why once you do that, you become 5 to 7 pounds lighter? Or not all of them, but some of them. Yeah, just mentioned. I heard somebody mention something. Anybody know? Do you know God has put almost 5 to 7 pounds of normal, it's called normal flora bacteria. This is why some of us are still alive. Because some of us eat some crazy stuff. Yeah. Some of us have overdone it in our lives.
Yes, sir.
That pint of ice cream, if you didn't have that bacteria, you would literally be dead. Mm-hmm. But it's the bacteria that what? That buffers it. Mm-hmm. That just takes the burden of it. And so the first thing I have to ask is, hey, you just washed out what God put in. And then they come back and they say, well, now you have to take what is known as acidophilus or man-made bacteria to replace what you just washed out. I'm like, wait, why don't you just leave it in there? Why did you clean it out? God has put that there where it's a miracle that how it works, because it works exactly as I said. It works as a buffer. So what happens now with the kombucha is they spoil the item. They're basically trying to create healthy, what they would say, healthy bacteria. But there's a whole chapter in here, and it may catch you off guard, but look at this. It's on page 106. Page 106, real quick. And I'm just going to fly through it because we will have to take our test, and I wanted to talk about one other fad. It says, under the head of stimulants and what else? Narcotics. Yeah, like what? I know we got an opioid crisis, but we are not dealing with that, right? It says, under the head of stimulants and narcotics is classed a great variety of articles altogether used as food or what? Or drink does what? Irritate the stomach, poison the what? Excites the what? The use is a positive. That's a weird, right? It's a positive evil. Men seek their excitement of stimulants because for the time the results are
real.
But there is always a what?
Yeah.
The use of unnatural stimulants always tends to excess, and it is an active agent in promoting what? Physical degeneration and decay. Now, real quick, you know why a lot of times we get away with taking in so much vitamins and minerals, so much pills, so many new special drinks? It's because the body buffers all of this stuff. Like a lot of these, I was just speaking to somebody the other day, multi-level marketing. They always say, hey, you know, sell this product and then X, Y, and Z, so many people could become healthy. They're counting that this product, whatever they're doing, that the body could buffer it out. That it doesn't affect your body too much. And yes, there are some stimulants in it. If you look at it, most of them will have green tea extract. You know what that is? That's just a caffeine boost. So when a person takes it, they go what? Wow, I feel so amazing after I started drinking this or taking this. That's not because of its all of its natural benefits. It has caffeine in there. But let me just skip all the way down to that next paragraph where it says tea and what? Coffee. It said tea acts as what? A stimulant, and to a certain extent produces what? The action of coffee and many other popular drinks is similar. The first effect is exhilarating. The nerves of the stomach are what? These convey irritation to the what? And this in turn is aroused to impart increased action to the what? Heart, and short-lived energy to the what? So now when people take these things, they get a short boost. And they said, this must be what? Good for me. Your body doesn't need stimulants. Your body just needs normalcy. It just needs the bare basics. You know what I mean? It doesn't need you to boost it. Because what happens is sometimes if you boost too much, then it becomes what? Overstimulated. Fatigue is forgotten. The strength seems to be what? Increased. The intellect is aroused and the imagination becomes more vivid. Because of these results, many suppose that their tea or their coffee is doing them great good, but this is a mistake. Tea and coffee do not nourish the system. Their effect is produced before there has been time for digestion and assimilation. And what seems to be strength is only nervous what? Excitement. When the influence of the stimulant is gone, the unnatural force abates, and the result is a corresponding degree of languor and debility. And so what happens is, because we stay on these items, we don't see the apparent result. But if you give it long enough time, it will have a catch. So, like teas, we encourage people to use teas as medicine.
Herb tea.
Herb tea as medicine. Like peppermint. Anybody know what peppermint is good for? Peppermint is antiviral. So even though I have peppermint tea at home, I don't use it until I feel a little itch. I feel a little way, then I would drink it because now it will come and work. But if I'm drinking tea every day, it loses its what? Its efficacy. Well, people say, oh, it's natural and this and that. Well, I say, anybody have a dog here? No dogs? Just one? Alright, we all have dogs. Is it only your dog and Serena's dog? Because I don't see nobody else raising the whole Allen family should be like, yeah, we have one. Alright, you have several dogs. Now, real quick, when does the dog go and eat grass?
He wants to purge his system.
When it's sick. So I always encourage people, leave the grass, the teas, for when you are sick so they can work. Because they work like medicine. Are you following me here?
Yes.
Did you know even that peppermint tea, the essence, the oil from it? And we have an essence expert here, Mary. Mary Clark, she does some natural essence. And if you hope you don't mind. If you walk by her a little close, you're going to smell a nice little lemon flavor. My favorite. My favorite. She's been using some. And these things work well, yes. Like peppermint oil. You can use that on the outside if you're dealing with pains and stuff like that. All right? Now, am I saying you should use it every day for the rest of your life? No, but just in case you have a little problem, you can help with that situation. Is that all right? Oregano oil. It's very good for antiviral as well. If you're dealing with real bad sore throat or something like that, you can use that. It's excellent for those things. So what I would say in that case is, hey, water would be sufficient. However,
Don't run out of here, y'all, and be telling everybody, hey, that's bad. That ain't no good for you. I heard this lecture. Lecture. Are y'all following me? What should we go out here and do? Who remembers? Encourage people. And watch this, y'all. Sometimes people are going to do stuff that may not be right. But you have to be patient because you've done some things that ain't right. Just be patient. Just be like, hey, all right, no problem. And unfortunately, you have to wait. You don't want to wait for something bad, but you just have to be patient and wait. And it's the hardest thing to do when it does happen for you not to say what? I'm so guilty of that. I can't even look at my wife right now. It's hard. It's very hard. But I'm gaining gaining victory, and I'm sure she's learned how to tell me, learning how not to tell me I told you so, because she's told me a lot of things that I didn't listen, and I'm learning to share. So that's what I would encourage real quick. Let me look at one last principle, and then we're taking a test, and we're done here. Here it is. Turn to page 98. What's another big fad that's going on? Everybody is drinking
tons of water.
Gallons. All right. Tons. Yes. So we're drinking water, but there's a big fad now that people are drinking their food. Smoothies. Anybody like smoothie here? All right. I like smoothies too. However, it's not the ideal thing for us.
They don't provide grain, fruit, nothing, vegetables.
Well, I guess it depends, right? Whatever you put in there. We've been doing smoothies every now and then when stuff is starting to look a little funny and it's heading to that point. We're like, hey, we can't eat. There's only two of us here. All right. And we knock it out, right? But I keep sharing over and over with myself, with Nadine. I'm like, hey, we got to watch out for this. Why? Let's go to the bottom, the second column, second to last paragraph, page 97. You all there? You see it, Abraham? Page 97. Oh, no. Go back one more page, page 97. Second column, second to last paragraph. It says grains. Yeah, see that? It says grains used for morage. What happened is I saw the M and the P, the M for mush and the P, so I just said morage. All right, grains used for porridge or mush should have what? Several hours cooking. You know what that basically means is, hey, we need to cook our oats properly. Yeah, a lot of us, we doing our oats, beep, 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 beep. Quick microwave, you're not cooking it properly. Oats is a whole grain. It has three parts to it. And if you're not breaking down that starch in there properly, it can cause other problems in the long term. So that's why we don't recommend the use of raw oats. They taste better, huh? Yeah, so when you cook them properly, they break down. One person who was loving to eat raw oats, I told him, just toast it. Just bake it in the oven on low heat, 200 for about an hour, hour and a half. It doesn't need to change color. And once you pull it out, let it cool down and eat it again. They said it tastes sweet. Did they add any sugar to it? No. What happened was they were able to properly digest it and break it down. That now they can get through that carb, and now the carb starts turning into what?
Sugar,
natural sugar, okay? So that's why it's good to have proper cooking. And I'll get to you, Sister Gabriel. Grains, it says several hours because oats in its original form. Anybody know what an oat groat looks like?
Yeah.
Looks like a big brown rice.
Yeah.
That's how oats usually was. So that needed several hours of cooking. But now we have rolled oats. And so we just recommend, hey, about an hour, about 2 hours. Now, we're not going to be there cooking it for 2 hours. But I say put it in your oven. Put it on low heat at around 200. Let it break down the starch. Then put it back out. Cool it. When you're ready to make your porridge in the morning, it's much quicker. And you'll notice that it has better flavor and you digest it better. Yes, go ahead. Overnight oats. When I make my granola, I bake it overnight.
But overnight oats is you just put the oats, raw oats.
In the water?
You can put milk or yogurt and a little bit of honey and fruits, and you just leave it overnight, and in the morning it's soft and ready to eat.
what we were looking at is that the heat breaks it down. So when I spent some time in the Middle East and we were out on this desert trip, we noticed that they take the oats and they put it on a flat pan, or they take their type of grain over there, they put it on a flat pan and put the fire up and they toast it like this, yeah?
Over
the wok or something like that, and that breaks it down. So it may be soft. I just don't know if it actually broke down the starch in it. Now, if you say I'm putting it in a crock pot overnight or something like that, or it's just regular, I would encourage people. So you can still do that, but I would say toast the oats before. Meaning, you know when you buy your big oats? Just put it on a flat tray, stick it in the oven, 175, 200. Then when it's there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, just turn it off, let it cool down, put it back in a container. Then I would say, hey, it should be no problem. Yeah, but I'm not saying you're gonna die if you eat raw oats. I'm just saying it's ideal. Yeah, it just doesn't digest as well. But let me continue here. You ready for the second sentence? It says soft or what foods?
Liquid foods.
You see where I'm at, Amaya? Yeah, way over here. Right there, but soft or liquid foods. You see it? But soft or liquid foods are less what, everybody?
Wholesome
than dry foods, which require what? Yeah, ready for this. When you drink your food, you bypass one of the most important parts of digestion. It starts the digestion process. When you chew your food, you release enzymes, amylase and lipase and different types of enzymes that attach to the food and starts the breaking down process. When you drink your food, you skip all of that. And then it hits the stomach, and the stomach's like, how'd you get up in here? Who let you in? Yeah? And you bypassed it. And I know for some, it may be just easier to drink it, you know, maybe many years of use and stuff. What I would say is, hey, just cook the food so it can be softer, or choose fruits that are softer in nature, you know, more melons and different items like that. So now when it hits the stomach doesn't know what to do. You have sludge in there. A lot of people say, hey, well, we're helping digestion. Your body doesn't need help. Your body just needs you to take care of it the way it was intended. Are y'all following me here? Just take care of the body the way it was intended. Let the body do its work. I give you something else. A lot of people have been doing a lot of juicing lately. Time magazine. Not known for being a huge researcher in health, Time magazine several years ago said, hey, this whole juicing fad is a fad. They said for some people who've been juicing for 14, 21 days straight, they put their digestive tract to sleep. Your body needs what? Fiber. You know what fiber? Is fiber digestible? It's indigestible. So when the fiber gets in there and rubs along the lining of the stomach, you know what it does? It tickles it. And then it causes the stomach to what? Work. So the stomach is like, no, no, no. And it does this, and it cleans off anything that doesn't belong on the stomach. It cleans off the things that don't belong on the intestine gently. And it causes motility. But when I'm just only drinking with no fiber, what happens to the digestive tract? It goes to sleep for long periods of time. For those who do it 7, 10, 24 days and stuff, 21.
What about folks who are on weight loss and you read instructions, you know, you have an 8-ounce glass of water about a half hour before you have your meal?
Mm-hmm.
That way you eat less food.
Yes. Yes. So by drinking before you eat, it satisfies your thirst. And a lot of times we eat out of thirst. When we just need to drink. A lot of times we eat food when we think we're hungry, even though the mind is so great and so powerful. For some reason, it doesn't really distinguish the difference between hunger and thirst. So what I always say is sometimes just keep water around. A lot of times we're eating when we should just be drinking.
Well, I don't drink with my meal.
Very good. Excellent. Any questions in regards to that? So I can't follow the fads. Because one day they say it'll be good, and now if I continue to drink my food, then the fiber's not doing, even though in the smoothie it's there,
you don't properly what? Digest the food. Because where does digestion begin?
In the mouth.
In the mouth. Now, are we saying smoothies are the worst thing that happened to man?
No.
No. Smoothies are fine. They're delicious. They're good. But what do we say? Have it what? Once in a while. What you said, vacation? Occasionally, once in a blue or something like that. But for those who are doing it, what? Every day is probably not the best thing to do. Do smoothies have their place? Yes. When a person has undergone surgery, they've been in a major accident, they're in a coma, they don't do smoothies anymore, but they used to do them. You know that, right? Long time ago, when a person was in a coma, they had an NG tube. That person may have been out, but they still need to eat. So they used to take these, all the food, put it in one thing and put it down the tube. Now we don't have that no more. It's Ensures and all of these concoctions that they make up with just milk and sugar and basic things that they put that down the tube. But a long time ago, they used to take the food, blend it all up and put it down. And so I always ask somebody, it's like, but I need smoothies every day. And I ask them a simple question. Are you in a coma? What happened? Does this not work no more? Yeah, so please, let's not put ourselves in comatose situations. Any questions in regards to that? Do you see where principles come in and how principles answer new fads? All right, and these are just general body principles. Any questions? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
We all still friends?
Yeah.
It's still coming out tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
All right, only two mm-hmms. That's all right. I figured I'd get it in today. Here's what we're going to do. You ready to take a test? All right, here it is. I got to take this test and then we're going to wrap it up. Today we're going to do a test. It's called How Healthy Is Your Lifestyle? Now I need you to be as honest as possible, okay? If you lie here, who are you lying to?
Yourself,
okay? Now I think you all have paper, so I want you to take your paper. Don't write in here. If you write in here, no problem. Before we leave today, before you go out that door, one of those windows, come and see me or see Nadine. Don't write in here, but if you want to write in here, you can, you just gotta pay for it. But if not, no problem. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna put one or two on every table. And I want you to turn with me to page 2. All right, where did James go? I think we have it over here. So on your papers, I want you to write 1 to 13. And we're going to see how healthy our lifestyle is. A lot of times we don't know where we're going because we don't know where we're at. And so now we're going to assess where we stand in our regards to our health. Anybody been in the hospital before? When you go in the hospital, what's the first thing they do?
Check your insurance.
And then hook up an IV.
They check your insurance. Well, that's the new age we live in. Make sure you at least have insurance, right? The best health insurance is taking care of yourself. Because even if you have insurance, I can't remember the exact number. Maybe Gabriella, somebody could help me. They say the number 2 or number 3 cause of death is the side effects of medication or something like that. Side effects of medication. Or sometimes I remember...
Medication error,
or developing infections from the hospital. We just lost a friend of the family not too long ago. She went in just to her knees were bothering her, so she went and did a knee replacement. She went and got the knee replacement. She was okay the next day or two. Something happened, blood clot or something was dislodged, and now they just had a funeral last week. Just last week. And I can say her name because everybody, her name is Sister Hunt. And I was shocked because I just saw her the other day walking down the street, and she just went in just for that knee replacement, and now she's gone. So the best health insurance is to ensure that your health is taken care of. That's the best thing. So let's go. Don't answer yet. I'm just going to share with you the rules, how it works. Okay, y'all ready? So I just want you to read that disclaimer with me at the top on page 2.
You see page 2? So this is the 24 days. So basically, before people start the 24 days, we do vital signs. This is our vital signs to see where you stand. You see where it says, complete the lifestyle assessment by checking the boxes that best describes you. Write the number shown on next to the box in the score column on the right and tally your answers at the bottom. So basically, whatever score you get, write it on your paper, 1 to 13. And the disclaimer, basically the disclaimer is that you do not make changes to your lifestyle without letting your doctor know. So if you haven't been exercising tomorrow, don't go out and do 3 miles a day. Yeah? Take things in stride. I was doing a presentation in Pennsylvania and one guy, anybody needs pens, paper, pencils? Anybody? Everybody got it? And he was so motivated by the presentation, the next day he went walking for 10 miles. Oh, wow. I didn't see him for the rest of the week. The rest of the week, he was nowhere to be. I'm like, where's Will? Because he was so excited and stuff. Next thing you know, finally, the last night of the program, I see Will coming in. I said, Will, what happened? Were you in an accident? He says, you. I said, me what? He said, I was so motivated the next day. I haven't walked in like 20 years, so I went walking for 10 miles. And his whole body was in pain and all of this other stuff. And so I want everybody to please, yeah, just take it in stride. If you haven't been walking, then go to the postal, walk to your mailbox about 5 times tomorrow. And that'll be a good start. Let's look at number 1. Now, I need everybody to promise. You're going to be as honest? Brother Bo's looking at him. He's like, what? Be as honest as possible, right? The next thing I need you to do, don't answer what you used to do. Don't answer what you plan on doing. Somebody said, I'm having faith. I said, yeah, but faith without works. Don't write down what you're going to do. Write down what you're actually doing. Is that okay? So let's look at question number 1. Physical activity. Do you get 30 plus minutes of vigorous physical activity? Okay. You get 0 points. So you have an option of 0, 5, and 10 points. What's the option, everybody? 0, 5, and 10. Somebody completed this and they got a score of 97.5. I said, how did you get that? They said, well, sometimes I do it, sometimes I said, that means you don't do it. All right? So here it is. You get 0 points if you do little or no regular physical activity. You get 5 points if you do 30 plus minutes a day, 2 to 3 days a week. You get 10 points if you do 4 plus days a week of 30 minutes a day. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. Sleep, average hours. You get 0 points if you do less than 6 hours a night. You get 5 points if you have 7 hours at least and you usually feel rested. You get 7 to 8 hours a night and you always feel rested. All right. Now, if you have devotion and prayer time, that adds to that. But however, we don't want people sleeping 8, 9, 10 hours in their bed and say, oh, I got 10 points, because sometimes oversleep is a problem, too. Sometimes when I sleep too much, I get a headache. Yes.
For number 1 question, does the job activity count when it's physical labor?
In general, I would tell people no, because sometimes it's under stress, right? Like doctors and nurses, they're running to one patient, they're running to another patient, and they don't have time to what? To relax and stuff like that. But you get 5 points if your job is active labor. Yeah? You get what I'm saying? So if you are on your feet all day in your job, then you get 5 points. But if that's all you do. Yes, yes, very good. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay? But some people, that's all they do. So you want to get a little extra exercise on that. Let's look at number 3 real quick. Fruits and veggies. A serving is a handful. Everybody see a serving? You're a handful. So a banana for me is how many servings? Two servings. But for Abraham, a banana may be 3 servings or maybe 4 servings, right? You don't know yet. It depends on the type of banana, yeah? So, you get what I'm saying? So, each person, it differs. So, if you have a handful of grapes, that's about a serving. Now, you notice with the grapes, I go like this. Why? Because grapes is mainly what? Water. Well, I mean, it's a lot of water, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, water and water and sugar. So that's why we could do an upside down handful like this. But with the nuts, which is very what? Concentrated, we do handful like that. All right? So here it is, a serving. So if you get 0 to 2 servings, how many points you get? If you get 5 to 6 servings, how many points? If you get 7+ servings, how many points? 10. Now, it's real easy to get your servings of fruits and veggies a day. You have several fruits for breakfast, a big salad for lunch, and that's 7. That's 7+ serving. I don't want y'all, however, going in your salad and trying to see how many servings it is and, you know, crunching it up and stuff. But you can kind of guesstimate, okay? Let's go real quick. Number 4, whole grains. If you eat white bread, white rice, white pasta is 0 points. If you eat half-half, sometimes whole wheat, sometimes white, then you get 5 points. If you eat mostly whole grains, yeah, and you only use whole grain foods, then you get 10 points. Look at number 5, animal fats. If you use animal products, milk, eggs, chicken, cheese, fish, beef, whatever it may be, it's 0. If you eat half, you know, low-fat meats and stuff, you do mainly fish or something, then you get 5 points. If you're plant-based, then you get 10 points. Did y'all see the new study? Or not even new study, the announcement from World Health Organization. The salami, pastrami, bacon, and stuff like that, they now put it almost in the same category as smoking.
Wow.
The World Health Organization, they put the salami, pastrami, and all of the cold cuts, and the turkey ham, and all that other stuff, they put that in almost in the same category as smoking. Ooh. I'm reminiscing when I was in New York growing up, I used to go down to this place called Carp's. Oh, you already know. You already know. They used to.
Yeah, slice it up.
Man, the Lord winks in our ignorance. My ignorance, the Lord put his hand over his eyes, turned his back. He's like, somebody help this young man. It's a miracle I'm still alive here today. But those cold cuts is causing a lot of problems. Look at number 6, social support and interaction. When y'all have me back, I'll talk about the importance of social support. 0 points. If you don't feel that you can count on help from family and friends, if you need it, you have very little contact. You get 5 points if you have some support from friends and family, make occasional contact. You get 10 points if you have a good family bond and you can count on them when you need help. Now, y'all can continue. Y'all can go ahead and answer the rest of the questions. I'm just going to read down. Body weight. If you're 20 pounds over blessed, you get 0. If you're 10 or 15, you get 5. If you are very close to your ideal weight, then 10. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I just realized, and I looked at my BMI, that I get 0. I get 0 points on that. You know, I thought I was okay, but I'm overblessed and highly flavored. They didn't get that one, Mom. They didn't get that one. All right, so it's not that hard. Look at blood pressure. 8, number 8. If you're 140 over 90, you get 0. If you're between 120 and 139 and 80, 89, you get 5 points. And if you're less than 120 over 80, you get 10 points. Number 9, if you seldom eat breakfast, how many points do you get? 0. If you eat breakfast most of the time, how many points? 5. And if you eat a good breakfast every day, how many points? 10 points. Look at number 10. What does the Bible say about happiness?
It's good for the soul.
Good for the soul. Merry heart doeth good like medicine. Y'all want medicine? Mm-hmm. Be happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spiritual medicine. But you notice that a lot of times when we talk about health, nobody talks about the happiness factor. Mm-hmm. So if you're not very happy and you feel depressed at time, you get 0. Who else gets 0? The majority of great men and women in the Bible. At some points, right? Y'all remember we discussed this morning?
Yes.
A lot of them fought with what?
Depression.
But they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
So we can overcome it. If you're pretty happy and you're satisfied, you get 5 points. You get 10 points if you're very happy and satisfied with life. Number 11, if you spend less than 15 minutes outside a day, you get 0 points. If you spend 15 to 45 minutes a day, you get 5 points, and you get 10 points if you spend over an hour a day. And so that's why now in Atlanta, I'm excited because of all these leaves, because it gives me more reason to what? to get outside. Now, real quick, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I get somebody to help me because it's too many leaves. These trees are like forever. I get somebody to help me, but I knock out my 30, 45 minutes outside. And also, if you start walking and stuff outside, you get that as well, right? Look at number 12, the most important one, spiritual connection. If you are unsure or have no spiritual or religious beliefs, you get zero. You seldom participate. You get 5 points. If you're learning to have faith, you're developing spiritual values, and you meet occasionally with others of similar beliefs. So if you come to church and you're learning, you get 5 points. If you have faith, your life is directed by spiritual values, and you meet regularly with others of similar beliefs, you get 10 points, and you participate. Amen. See, a lot of us that come to church and we don't participate. We treat church like a drive-thru.
Okay.
Like, yeah, let me order a couple of hymns and a sermon. Here you go. And then we pay our tithe and offering. And then we're gone. But we need to participate a little bit more. Last one. Number 13. If you drink less than 6 cups. Now, real quick, I hope y'all don't mind. I'm going to keep it as simple as possible. If your urine is yellow, because cups varies, right? I can't say Stephen needs to drink 8 to 10 glasses a day. Even though he's a big man, it may wash him away. Shaquille O'Neal, what does he need? He probably needs several gallons. Brian needs at least a gallon a day. Brian is tall and stuff. He got to hydrate that whole body, right? So people big and stuff like that. Brother Gregory, you know, these individuals, they may need a little bit what? Depending on the type of work. If you're building houses. I'm sorry, Rob. Rob, did you do the church too? I know you did. I had a chance. I was at Rob's house and I seen some of the clean lines and I noticed some similarities in the church. So praise the Lord for helping out at the church. If you're working hard and stuff like that, you may need a little bit more. The weather may determine. So you're ready real quick. You get 0 points if the urine is yellow. You get 5 points if it's pale. And you get 10 points if it's what? Clear. One person was like, what if it's white? I said, you need to go to the doctor right away. What they meant was clear, I'm sure. But you please, let me drive you. All right. So now what I want everybody to do is add up all your points. Add up all your points. And you get a total. Now, real quick, if you're a smoker and you drink alcohol more than once a day, you subtract 25 points. I'm going to let everybody slide on this one. But did you know if you use vinegar on a daily basis, you will also subtract 25 points? But if you didn't know, we're going to let you slide.
I didn't.
Does anybody know where vinegar comes from?
Apples.
Fermented. Apples or grapes. See, y'all are very judicious in how you're explaining it. But actually, vinegar comes from spoiled alcohol. Oh, I knew that passage that we just read. Let us not be, what? We cannot safely be guided by following the what? Turn real quick, everybody. Turn to page 90. Turn to page 98. Don't worry. Don't let nobody You see page 98? What does it say? We cannot safely be guided by the custom of society. Right there on the second column.
I got it.
Yeah, right there. Mary. No, you're fine. Welcome to the club. We both. When the society is moving one way, what should you do?
Go the other way.
Even if you don't understand it, just literally do the opposite. The only time you shouldn't do the opposite is if you're in the building and the building's on fire. Who said that?
I'm asking.
All right. So let's learn together. Where does vinegar come from? Sister Allen, she said on her answer, and that's a correct answer. You ready for the process? Y'all want to look at the process real quick?
Yeah.
All right, I got to wrap up and I need to finish this test, but watch this. Let's just take two sources. One source is grapes and one source is Sister Allen's favorite.
Apples.
Is it really your favorite?
It is.
Wow, which one?
The apple.
Which color? Which type? You like Red Delicious?
The little yellow, scruffy on top.
The granny, is that Granny Smith's? No, no, Granny Smith is green. You don't like Red Delicious? For some reason, I like Red Delicious, but there's so many different types. We were in upstate. Were you? No, no, no. Sister, I remember just now. She gave me this apple. It tasted like sugar. The Macintosh, there's this new hybrid of an apple. Like, it tastes so good, I don't want to eat it anymore. Because it's like something's wrong with it. But anyway, it's too sweet. But watch this. We have grapes, and what else do we have?
Apples.
If you let the apple spoil just a tiny bit, what do you get? Right before that? You get apple juice. You know, apple juice is a little bit spoiled. It's a little fermented. But y'all already know that. Anybody ever bit into an apple before? And what happens within the first 5 to 10 seconds? What happens to the apple? Is it getting fresher?
No.
It's starting to, because now it's exposed to what? So when you juice something, it's now exposed to what? Air. And what do they have to do? They have to pasteurize it and stuff to, hey, slow this process down. But are we saying apple juice is bad? No, it's just not as fresh as what? Apples. Do I have some apple juice once in a while? Yeah, I do. Let's move on. Oh, real quick. But did you know the Bible tells you when to drink juice? Did you know the Bible tells you when to drink juice?
No.
Anybody would like to balance their blessings? You know what I mean? Anybody? You want to learn how to lose a little?
Apostle Paul telling to drink juice from time to
time. When? So when you're not feeling well, in that case, like somebody's dealing with cancer, they need to knock out a little extra carrot juice and beets and stuff like that, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah? To give you a little boost for antioxidants and stuff like that. However, on a daily basis, it's not recommended. When does the Bible recommend else to drink, other times to drink juice? When did they have juice in the Bible? Weddings, festivals, feasts. Some of us this week celebrated 10 weddings, 2 festivals, 3 feasts. Nobody got married by drinking what?
Juice.
What did they drink every other time it wasn't a special occasion? Water. Well, somebody was like, oh, that's because they weren't as prosperous back then. The society was the same in general. They wanted juice, they had juice, right? They only drank juice during special occasions. So we should only drink juice during what? Special occasion. If you have a family of 4, we have calculated, when I was in the UK, we were doing some numbers, we calculated that each family should save around $1,200 a year by not buying excess juice. And just drinking what?
Water.
So I hope they don't mind. Man, so if you take that number and you take a peek over at the Allen family, You can calculate that. You can double it. And how much would they save? $2,400. How many is it? 8?
Yes.
There's 11 of us in the house.
Go ahead and triple that number. Juice is expensive then, especially for them. So if a family of 4 is saving $1,200, they would save $3,600. Man, when you come to the Allen family, stuff gets exponential. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But watch this. So they only drink juice during special occasions. We should drink water. Water. We should drink water more often. Don't drink mortar. Because you'll be tight. We use the mortar with the tiling, right? So we don't want no mortar. All right. Does that make sense, everybody? So you'll not only save money, you'll avoid yourself by taking in excess sugar. Excess sugar puts on extra blessings. One lady said, too much information, I can't do it. She says, all I would do is drink more water instead of juice. You ready for what happens? In the first week, she lost 3 to 4 pounds.
Wow. Really? That's
That's really nice.
It's simple. Because now she's not taking in excess what?
Sugar.
All right. So let's go real quick. I'll wrap this up. Well, so we have grapes. If you let it spoil just a tiny bit, what do you end up with? Grape juice. So now we have grape juice and what's over here? Apple juice, right? Are y'all ready? You let grape juice spoil a little bit more, what do you get? Wine. You let apple juice spoil a little bit more, what do you get? Apple cider. You get moonshine. Look at, somebody's an expert here. Do you know this is written over 100, 110, 120 years ago? And the principles found in the Spirit of Prophecy, the writings of Ellen G. White, shows that the body handles the cider, the hard cider, the same way as it handles wine. I know Christmas is coming and people are getting the apple cider ready. Yeah. So watch this. Thank you. Are y'all ready? We're at wine. We're at apple cider. The body looks at it as fermentation. It's now becoming harder for the body. You let the wine spoil a little bit more. You know wine spoils, right?
Yeah.
That's why they always have it, the real good wines, they have it what? Corked. And that's why people are drinking Chardonnay from 1970 or this or that, because it's been what? Corked and not exposed to the what? The air, because the air aids in the fermentation process. That's why when they finally pull off the cork, it's like, psh, air, of course. But watch this. You let it spoil a little bit more, and what do you get? You get vinegar. Where is it here? Right here. Oh, it's in the heart. I'm sorry. So you get vinegar. Now, you let apple cider spoil a little bit more. What do you get? Apple cider vinegar. Who? Is several chapters that covers the alcohol. I'll find it. There it is. I just want to go into the liver. Careful with the medication. The alcohol, the vinegar. So the alcohol, the vinegar as well, that organism is called mycoderma acetae. Basically, when it converts it now, it becomes acetic acid. Or acetic acid. That's vinegar. Vinegar is the last step of fermentation. Like, you can't spoil something more than vinegar. Vinegar will be here when Jesus comes back. And when he takes off for 1,000 years and we're having a good time in heaven, when he comes back, the vinegar will still be there. You know why? Because it's the final, it's acid. Yup. Huh?
Good for
excellent.
It's good for what?
It's good for cleaning.
Okay.
Don't waste your money on Windex and Mr. Clean and stuff. You put a little bit of vinegar in that water, fantastic job. Are you ready for this? If you let that water sit here where there's paint with the vinegar in it, it will strip it. You know what else is good for? Tiles. But like the real tile.
I use it for tiles.
You use it? All right, now watch this. Brother Robert is an expert tilesman. If he says he uses it, you know it's good. But it's not for the wannabe tiles. That's probably not a good name for it. What do they call them? Linoleum tiles? The vinyl? Do you know what the vinegar will do once you... It will strip it and start eroding and eating away at the vinyl. Now, let me ask you a quick question. If it's doing that on this hard stuff, what is it doing inside your body? Now, real quick, does it work? Yeah, it works. Let me share with you why. Because it's acid. So when somebody says, hey, I drink about a little bit of apple cider vinegar or vinegar after my food, and they say it helps with digestion, what do I say? Yeah, because it's what, everybody? So what is it doing? It's burning through that food. But as at the same time it's burning through the food, what else is going to burn through?
Your stomach.
Your stomach. When I grew up, we used to eat a lot of meat and stuff like that. We always use the vinegar to clean the fish, to clean the chicken, to clean different items. Are y'all ready for this? If you didn't believe the scientific information on it, just go to the Bible. Do you remember that Jesus, in his last moments of life, when he was on the way to Calvary, they offered him what?
Vinegar.
You know how many times they offered him vinegar? About 2 times. Because they knew that when a person is suffering and they have pain and stuff like that, like I'll tell you real quick what the vinegar can do. Vinegar is very good to kill athlete's foot. Because mold can't live in acid. Anybody ever notice that little door on your fridge? You know the side door? You have stuff in there for years. Like you bought stuff when the kids were like this. And they grew up, went to school, came back, and like, we have any ketchup? Yeah. Put a little water in there. You ever notice why that stuff stays good so long? What's one of the main ingredients in there? Not even the fungus want to touch it. No, I'm serious. Because they can't live in it. Do you know where they put vinegar now as well? They put it in bread. It's very hard to go to the store and don't find bread without vinegar. You know why they put it in bread? They don't put a lot, though. They put just a little bit, because they put too much, it's going to turn out into sourdough or something like that, right? They put just a little bit because it does what? It prevents the molding. But if you notice, the bread still gets moldy after a while because they only put a little bit, so it wears out. But if they put enough, that mold will never come. Are you following me here? Jesus, they offered him the vinegar in the last moment of life. They tried to put it up. And when he tasted what it was, what did he do? He spat it out. Because vinegar, as it passes into the system, it destroys your red blood cells. So when a person says, oh, I've lowered my blood pressure, and I ask them, how'd you do that? They say, I drink about a quarter cup of vinegar or apple cider every day. I say, ouch. Because as it goes into the system, it destroys the red blood cells. So when I'm destroying red blood cells and I'm changing the viscosity of my blood, what happens to my blood level? Decrease. So then if there's less blood or the viscosity changes, what happens to my pressure? It also goes down. So they said, I got rid of high blood pressure. But when I find out, I say, uh-oh, let's make some changes quickly. There's going to be a lot of healing that happens in the last days. But not all healing is God's healing. That's why the program that we're focusing on is 24 days to what kind of healing? Realistic healing. How can you tell if healing is true or not? If the healing lasts. And it follows the principle. So even in the Bible, did they use the vinegar? They used the vinegar, but was that something that God wanted to use? Jesus didn't want to use. The Levites, when you look at Numbers 3:6, it shows that the Levites, the priests, they made a pledge not to use sour wine. You know what sour wine is?
Vinegar.
Does that make sense? Any questions? So I know it's been a big push now, but anytime there's a big push, you need to do an about face. Do we have vinegar at home? Yes, we do. We have the white vinegar because, you know, the apple cider, when we clean, we don't want the whole house smelling like, you know, so we use a little bit of the white vinegar, and it cleans. It works very well. Works very well. Yes, you have a question in the back.
I used to comment in reference to the vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably in Danube, which is located or hundreds that you have in your skin, anybody has any other girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, people use Perplus or Telson Blue or different
kinds
nothing that work. So, and I started using vinegar. What I do is apply vinegar to my scalp, leave it there for like 5 minutes, and that's it, the problem is gone. So when my scalp, you know, each season, I apply the vinegar and then it's just cured.
So what, another situation, a similar situation like that, we ask people to put it there. We tell them to do it right before they shower, though.
Right.
Because then, also, if you leave it there too long and stuff like that, then what does it do? it's absorbed, and you don't want it to be absorbed over here. But it helps because it balances out on the scalp. It's a cleaner. It's an astringent. Yes, Nadine, she did it as well. But what happened was I should have clarified. I'm like, yeah, no problem. Use the vinegar in the hair. It cleans it out. So, you know, we want to do things properly. So she put it in there. I'm just saying. And I heard her ask, but I really didn't think anything of it. She's like, so how long or whatever? I'm like, yeah, just whatever. Next thing you know, it stripped her hair because it actually destroys the proteins. Because it's a what? It's an acid. So after a while, her hair was really frizzy and dry and stuff like that. So you can use it as a quick washer, as was meant. I didn't get your name?
Ben.
Ben, last name?
Ruder.
Ruda.
Ruda.
Como de letrea?
R-U-E-D-A.
Oh, Ruda. All right, very nice, Ben. Thank you for sharing that. Excellent point. Any questions on the vinegar? Are we saying it's the worst thing that happened to man? No, we're just saying it has its place. Now, in the case that we need to, it's almost like wine. They say wine is good for the heart. Yeah, but what's even better for the heart is the grapes. You know what I mean? So let's just get back to its basic. And if there is something going wrong, like digestive tract health, let's look at what's causing the health problem. I mean, is it stress? Is it other things that we're using and stuff like that? But however, don't take my word for it. Go and study, show yourself approved. Even though you're going to find it real hard because everybody's pushing so hard the benefits of apple cider and regular vinegar. But I have biblical principles that gives me otherwise. Is that clear? So sometimes, let me just share this last point. Sometimes science hasn't caught up with the Bible yet. But it doesn't mean that the Bible is not true. All right, here it is. Let's just wrap up. Everybody added up your points. Open up real quick. You're not going to leave here without setting a goal. All right. Let's go right there to page 3. And we're going to do, we're all family here, the Aiken family. How many of us got between 0 to 45 points? Just a show of hands. All right, just a couple, 0 to 45. How many of us got between 50 and 85? All right, 50 and 85. All right, a couple more hands. Now, what that means is that we're at increased or very high risk for developing some of the ailments such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, maybe some heart problems or whatever like that if we continue. The good news about this is at least you know where you're at, right? And when you are answering this, it only takes one or two adjustments, simple adjustments. Were any of these things that we were looking at like grotesquely hard things? Let me ask you another question. How many of us used to do some of these things well? Yeah? So all we need to do is just get back to what we used to do. And you can make one step and you'll be out of that group. One person says, man, but very high risk is real low. You can't get any lower. And then another person said, well, you can. It's called 6 feet under. So if you're able to do this test, praise the Lord, you're doing something good. But let's just make some simple adjustments. How many of us got between 90 and 130? 90 and 130. Raise your hand. All right, everybody see, watch these hands over here. All right, here. And then we got Rob in the back. Raise your hands real quick. All of you healthy people are guilty of not helping us sick people. No, I'm just encouraging you, keep doing what you're doing, but help your family, help your sisters, your mom, your father, help them to step it up. Is that all right, everybody? Because when we start helping each other, then it works out. I just know sometimes it could be a challenge helping. Because sometimes you try to help and they slow you down even more. So just do your part and ask the Lord. Now, I want everybody to look at all these personal goals. I want you to choose one. How many, everybody?
One.
Any of them besides the last one. The last one is something that everybody should choose on a daily basis, right? The last one is develop a better spiritual life that provides purpose and meaning and fellowship with others. Okay, that's a goal for everybody. But I need you to choose one of them and write it down on your paper. One of the goals could be eat 7+ servings of fruits or veggies a day. Another one could be eat a good breakfast. Another one, limit the intake of animal fats, achieve, maintain healthy weight. Everybody chose their goal? Don't choose the hardest one that you've been struggling with for the past 10 years. But don't choose the easiest one, which you're already doing. A lot of people are like, I'll choose water, and they're already drinking water every day. Choose something in the middle that you say, you know, I never really tried that, but I know it will be helpful. Choose that goal. And then we'll wrap up here. Everybody chose their goal? You wrote it down? Now put an X under it and a line across. And we're going to make a commitment today. If you see fit to make a commitment. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on following these basic principles here in the next 24 days. And we're going to read this together. Where it says, my commitment.
My commitment.
Are you ready? My commitment. It is my intent to improve my health by seeking to implement the changes listed above. Since studies show that it takes around 21 days to establish a habit, I commit to take the necessary steps to achieve better health and healing within the next 3 weeks. Why do we do 3 weeks? Because they show if you consistently do something every day, slowly but surely, with God's help, it develops into a habit, okay? But you still got to make that decision. And then on the next pages or so, it's going to give you a program guide, what you need to do on a daily basis, day one, day two, day three. So let's make this pledge. Everybody sign your name. That's what you're going to do. Put today's date. And on page 5, if you see, every day you have a challenge, a task to follow. Can we take 20 or 30 minutes a day for our health? Is it worth it? Yeah. One person says, look, you either take the time now to take care of yourself, or you have to take it later when you get sick. Okay. You ever notice that? When you get sick, you have to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. But let's do it now while we have the option. At least you can decide what time of day you're going to do it. So let's do that. On page number 5, it goes day number 1, day number 2, day number 3. And every day you have three-tier plan to follow. So I'll just show you real quick, and then I'll let you get back. So every day, you have something to follow, but not just focusing on our physical health, but what else? Our mental and our spiritual health. So this is going to help us form that habit. Because anything we do in our own power, what's going to happen? It's going to fail. Amen. Any questions? Does it make sense? All right. So we're going to wrap up, but I want to ask fourth generation. Yeah, I thought I forgot. They're just going to sing a song for us as we close. And if anybody is interested in the program, we're going to have these available. So while they come up, we're going to have these available at the end. Now, real quick, I think you saw how the program works. So you have the 4 DVDs and 4 books. And normally the program that you see on the back is $120. This book by itself is $20. But we're actually giving this book today as a gift for anybody that purchases the series. So you have these two, and it'll be normally about $140, but you get $40 off, and you can get started with your kit today. So you can start focusing on developing healthy habits. We'll have them available at the back here once we're done. But I at least want to say a prayer before fourth generation comes. Yes.
Quick question.
Yeah.
About this about options that you're choosing. I'm using that in my bread. And I make my bread. I'm using that. And of course, it's going to be hidden in all the
In general, we're not going to be eating. I usually say if a person is dealing with blood pressure or something like that, they'll take a handful of the pumpkin seeds on a daily basis. But the few that is on the bread is fine. I mean, it's still in there. As was mentioned, there are like trace elements, trace minerals and stuff. So it'll still be there. It's just once we start overly baking them or frying them, like, you know, sometimes we have the fried with salt and different items like that. But you should be fine. We're not saying that people should do it only to get zinc, but that's one of the things that will be helpful. So on your bread, it'll be fine because there's a trace element there. Okay. But I would say if you're really low on something, then I, like what I shared with the gentleman there, they would take a handful on a daily basis, or if we have high blood pressure. But ultimately, the key to fighting against these ailments, and that'll happen at another time, is finding out what's causing them. If you get to the source of the problem, then you can help. That's why I don't come and say, oh, you have this problem? Take this, take that. That's why I say, hey, if you have this problem, look at your life. Where in your life, physically, mentally, or spiritually, have we gone off? And I find the greatest problem with hypertension is deeper items, unresolved items. And I find that when you read here, we'll do that another time. She says, real simple, she says, ascertain the true character of the disease. Does disease have characters? Huh? A nasty character? But I like to look at that also in the spiritual aspect of health. Is there a character issue deeper inside that caused a physical ailment? It's too hard, and I shouldn't even put that out there at this point without explaining the whole story. But I'll just share this. A lot of times we may have one problem, but when we start to look at what's causing that problem, let's say hypertension, I had a chance to work with a family who had hypertension, and when we dug deeper, they didn't have time to eat. They only had time to eat fast food. Should we change their fast food? That would help a little bit, but what's my success rate if I change the food? 10%. So I have to dig deeper. Why do you not have time? Oh, we have to work. We got to pay bills. So do I just say, oh, just get rid of your bills? Is that going to solve the problem? What am I looking for? All right, time management, but I'm looking for? I'm looking for the true what? The true cause, the true character of the disease. And when we looked at their time management, yeah, they were doing some things. But the next question I had to ask is, why do you have so much bills? Priorities. And we had to look at the priorities. Then we found out that they have a 10-bedroom, but they only need two. Now, is there anything wrong with having a big, beautiful home? No, there's nothing wrong with a nice new car. If you want to drive a really nice new car, just be like us. We just rent it for 2 days, and then we give it back when it's over. No. There's nothing wrong with having a beautiful car. You get what I'm saying? But I don't want to live with that stress. And no, I mean, if you have the money, then it's not a problem. You can pay for it. But us, we were just like, hey, let's just buy some cash where we don't have to worry about it no more, right? And because I just got to throw this out there. The novelty of new things gets real old within the first couple of weeks, if not days, right? Yeah. After a while, you're just like, ah, it's all the same. But watch this. So we dug a little deeper and we said, why did you get these things? Oh, well, my friends live here. My buddy drives this. So what was the true character of the hypertension?
Lack of contentment.
Coveting, selfishness.
Lack of contentment.
Lack of contentment. Are y'all following here? So all of this works because they wanted
more.
And it's what about me? So it was the most amazing thing. So they prayed to God, not for the healing of their blood pressure. They prayed for healing of the what? The soul and the spirit, that they may not want things that they don't need. It was the most amazing thing. They put up the house for sale. And I believe the Lord blessed them when they sold that house because they got more than they asked for. And you know why I think they got more than what they asked for? Because when you take a brand new car and you return it to the dealer, what happens? You lose. I don't know why people get, oh, it holds its value. The only thing that holds value in this world is your character. So watch what happened. The extra money that they got, they were able to pay off for the loss on their cars and stuff like that. Now they got a nice little bungalow with an extra room. They let me know where the key is, the extra key, when I'm in town. And now, what happened to their blood pressure? Now they had time to cook and take time to eat and all of these things. Are y'all following here? So what we're going to do as we learn, as we read, as we study, is get to the root of our problems. All right? Let me say a prayer, and then fourth generation is going to close us out. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the time that you have given us to just dig a little bit more. We realize health is a big thing. Yes, fruits and veggies and nuts and grains, all of these things are important. But the most important thing is you, because the healing comes from you. So help us to learn more about you, to obey you, to love you and glorify you in all that we do and say, it is not going to be easy. You said it right there in the scripture. We will run. We will get tired. We'll get faint. We'll fall. But if we just wait upon the Lord, if we just do what you ask us to do, You will bless us. We'll be able to soar like that of the wings of eagles. Now we can run and walk and not faint or get weary. Thank you so much. Seal our commitments today. We made a little commitment, just in a little habit that we want to implement, dear Father. It is not going to be easy. Tomorrow we may even forget. But Lord, remind us. Help us to put this on the fridge, to follow the simple basic principles in the program, things we already know, so that we can glorify you in all that we do and say. I don't know how everything's going to work out, but you said all things will work together for good. So we thank you for that. We claim your promise. In your name I pray, Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Amen. So fourth generation is going to come and bless us. If anybody is interested in getting their package, please see us up front once they finish. And then we have some of our textbooks available if you are interested to equip yourself and your family with the program. We have some receipts also. Let's say you wanted to get it, but you didn't have it right now. All you have to do is fill out this little receipt, and we'll let you take the set, and we just say, be faithful. Amen? Amen. Only four amens on that one. Anyway, God bless you.